You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. This program may contain adult themes and nudity, and you can never go wrong with that. Speaking of always being right, views expressed on this program are those of life-experienced mechanics. Continued listening may cause addiction and, in rare cases, a rash. Discretion is advised.
A mechanic tries to fix your car, no matter if you're near or far. He'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, hit!
Yeehaw!
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. We're back, and this is going to be my last show for this year. I'm going to take off to Florida soon, so it'll be great. Next week will be Norris McDonald in my seat. So
No. Hang on. I will be in your seat. Norris McDonald will be a guest.
There you go. All right, we got that resolved. Alrighty, today's guests are Robert Varga and Vince Barretta. You remember the music? You know, if you don't do the time, you can't, whatever that song was. Robert and Vince are from Walkaway Insurance, and you got to listen to this stuff. This is fascinating. I never knew this even existed, but if you ran into trouble with your car loan, or you ran into trouble with your car lease and was illness or couldn't drive anymore, these folks will actually pay off your car. So it's a fascinating conversation. We're going to have that right after break. Dave McLean is joining us. He's from The Auto Show, in case you forgot last year.
Yes.
And David is going to talk about hood chrome mascots. Remember the old cars used to have all this jewelry on the hood?
Exactly. And you know why they removed it?
Yeah, people were getting plugged.
Exactly. Because when pedestrians would get whacked, they would
But they were gorgeous.
Speared.
They were absolutely gorgeous. They were made out of crystal. The Rolls Royce one is made out of silver.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, they made a springy. They put springs on them, and now they've just sort of disappeared. So we're going to talk about
that. Well, no, you do see them sometimes, but they're usually on a guy's neck with a big chain, eh?
And he's wearing the chrome grill.
Exactly.
As well. So we're going to talk about that. And whatever, we're glad to take your calls. I can see the phone lines are filling up.
Exactly.
So listen,
if you,
go ahead.
After you.
I was going to say, listen for the number on the break and give us a call, and we're glad to answer your questions. Go ahead, Alan.
Exactly. If you've got a car care question, we are here to answer those. And if you want to find out more about Walkaway Insurance, make sure to keep that dial where it is. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
All righty. We're back. The garage door is wide open. And one thing I did forget to tell you, at the end of the show or near the end of the show, we're going to announce the winners of our contest. Remember, we're going to give away free Salem tires for your light car or truck and some rust proofing and some floor mats.
Free or four?
For your car?
Four?
Yeah.
Not free.
I think three.
Four.
Oh, whatever. Alrighty. We're going to talk to Vince first, and Vince is going to tell us quickly the history of the company. How did this get started, Walkaway?
It actually started from a conversation with a car dealer.
Yeah.
In a bar here on College Street.
Get out of here.
Kid you not. We were talking about negative equity in the car business.
Right.
The difference between what you owe on your car loan or your lease and what your car is actually worth. And that can be thousands of dollars. And we started talking about that was going to be becoming an emerging problem in the industry. And that was back in 1998.
It's an epidemic now, isn't
it's
it? Really?
It's crazy how it is an epidemic. And so we saw that coming, and I was in the auto industry, as was my friend, my car dealer. His name is Michael Croxon.
Who's a dragon, by the way.
Yes. Well, that's his brother, Bruce.
Oh, yeah, Bruce. That's right.
Yeah. So 3 days later, I came up with an idea to allow people to return their cars to the point of sale and walk away from that difference. And it really came about because Michael shared with me where he took two cars back for two really good customers of his. One of them had lost their driver's license, okay. and one had suffered a disability at work, a construction accident, and could no longer afford to drive and pay for that car. So being the good-hearted guy he was, he took those cars back, but he said, look, I'm in the car business. I roll cars over the curb, but I don't take them back. And that actually planted a seed, and 3 days later, I came up with an idea, and I was in the insurance business previously, and I knew all the pitfalls, and you know, I was a bit out of integrity with that business because I really wouldn't buy the product I was training people to sell.
Right. Okay. That's interesting.
So I was in the loan protection business as it were in the start. So I thought I'd create something that I would really believe in, something that I would sell my mother or have my mother have. And we created what we feel is the best loan and lease protection in the world, actually. And we do things that no other insurance does.
So. Now, the interesting part about your policy is if you purchase a new vehicle, you get the first year for free is included.
That's right. It's a complimentary 12-month policy paid for by the dealer. Every customer has the option to extend and enhance their policy, but there's no obligation. First 12 months is absolutely complimentary, and there's a $7,500 benefit for you to return your vehicle, and we'll pay off the difference between what you owe on your lease or loan and what your car is worth.
Yeah. How does somebody know if that dealer sells your product?
You can go to walkaway.ca. Mm-hmm. You can fill out a simple form, and we'll provide you with a list of dealers in your region as to who markets it. But you know, it's pretty ubiquitous. You can find a dealer in virtually every major center of Canada and Ontario, especially because that's where we started out here.
Well, question though, but you know, normally when people are looking, like for example, last week we're talking to people from Car Cost Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where they're setting up and giving you a list of where you can buy the car the cheapest, in terms of the big picture, I guess that's what people are looking for, is the best deal on the car. But how many of these guys are going to also have your insurance? How many dealers do you have?
We have about 350 dealers.
Oh, okay, okay. So you got great coverage.
Yeah, there's just good coverage.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we can certainly work with Car Cost Canada to let them know when they're giving a dealer name that they're also a Walkaway dealer. That might be a great idea.
I don't run a dating service here, okay? I fix cars for a living, you know?
Now, when somebody comes to make a claim, what are the conditions of the claim? I mean, I've lost my driver's license due to drunk driving. Is that covered?
No. We don't cover impaired. We cover for age, illness, and injury for a loss of driver's license. And of course, with the aging population, that becomes a concern, and people are still financing cars well into their retirement years. And for instance, our very first loss of driver's license claim was a young fellow who actually leased a used BMW, and he had a head injury from snowboarding, and he had seizures related to that head injury and lost his driver's license.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and you basically paid off his claim.
We paid off his loan. He returned his car to the dealer. He doesn't obviously can't drive. He returned his car to the dealer, and he walked away from not only his car payments, but his insurance payments, his maintenance payments, and everything else that associated to the cost of that
car.
Let's
bring Robert in the conversation. Robert, how does the mechanics of this work? I've bought your insurance, and I've lost my job, and I've had trouble finding some employment. So I call you up and I says, look, hey, I've been 3 months without work and I'm falling behind my payments. What happens?
Typically, the person would go back to the selling dealership and let them know what happened.
Yeah.
In that case, we're informed pretty quickly. Really, we don't want the dealer to get involved other than to help us collect some information. So they would call our office and we would start to interview the client and ascertain whether it sounds like it's covered or not and open a file. All of our adjusters are licensed insurance professionals. And then from that point in time, we would just ask a few questions. One of the things that was mentioned is we don't pull any health records. So we don't have to call OHIP to adjudicate a claim. So our claims are quick and easy.
Okay, let's hold it there. And we'll talk more as we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Alan, take us out of here.
Exactly. And if you want more information about Walkaway Insurance, www.walkaway.ca is the name. Otherwise, give us a call because we're here to answer your questions. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
Alrighty, we're back. We're actually with the folks from Walkaway Insurance. Just so you want, if you want to check their website, it's walkaway.ca. I've been on that site. It's interesting. Lots of information there. We were talking to Robert. Robert, you're talking about the process of going through if you've lost your job.
Right.
So this is not health. This is actually,
yeah.
I got fired. You know, I told the boss exactly what I thought of him and his company, and he told me where to go.
Well, we just want to make sure that you've been gainfully employed. We follow all the same rules as Employment Canada. So you're working full time. You just need to be collecting EI.
Yeah.
So we would need a record of employment. And make sure you're collecting your first EI check. We need some checks and balances to make sure it's legitimate. And from there, we get a payout from your lender, talk to the dealer to have the vehicle appraised. And it is a formula. It's not just the dealer's number. And we get a check from the dealer for the vehicle. We get a check from our insurer. We put them together, pay out the loan or lease, make the lender whole. So you preserve your credit rating. Don't come out of pocket for any of your savings. You're happy, the dealer's happy, and the lender's happy.
But the scenario there is that you are walking away from the car.
Yes.
But what if, you know, I mean, obviously when you lost your job, you want to keep your car.
Right.
But you guys have a product that will make the payments and I can still hold on to it.
Yes, we have a payment. We have several products that have a payment relief component.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Some people would like
to. I got to get a new job. I need a car to go get there.
Yeah. So we do have options where we do make payments for you in the interim.
So in the bottom line is you get to keep your car, you make the payments for what, I think 12 months?
4, 6, or 12, depending on what you decide on up front. So you get more flexibility, more options on a vehicle return or have payments made.
And when you're giving the car back, the dealer takes it back or can other dealers bid on it, for instance?
The selling dealer kind of gets first right.
Yes.
It is their customer, but in the event they don't need it, want it, or whatever the case, maybe the person moved a far way away from the original dealer, we'll make sure it gets looked after. At that point in time, all we really want to do when we know it's an approvable claim is get it done for the customer.
Do you run into a lot of fraud? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the newspaper about fraud and insurance companies and guys taking advantage.
You're never going to get away from fraud in the insurance industry.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why our insurance rates are so, you know, are high in the auto world. But there is that in the industry, and we have to deal with that. But as it relates to our process for Walkaway, because a customer has to either return their car or make payments, we'll make payments for them. And our policy is so open and usable. You know, a customer has to have a doctor's note for a health reason. You know, it's kind of hard to, you know, be fraudulent in that. It's not like the auto accident or the auto policy world. So, but there is some in our industry, but it's not that
interesting. Alan, you're gonna say something?
Yeah, you know, and we haven't talked about cost. What are we talking about in terms of the premium?
Our basic policy, as we mentioned, is complimentary.
The first year,
for 12 months. You can extend that basic policy up to 96 months for a fee, one-time fee of $259, and you can roll it into your payment stream. So it's literally, you know, $2 a month.
Wow, $250, that's free.
But that's the basic policy, and it does come with, it's a vehicle return component. So there is some pain for the customer in that, but I'll tell you, if you've lost your job, and when 52% of Canadians can't write a check, excuse me, for $250 a month without going into debt. When you've lost your job and have 40% of your income coming to you through EI, you need some breaks, and returning your car can be a big one.
Well, especially nowadays. I mean, so many people are leasing rather than purchasing.
Right. I figure somebody, I read this article where if you're working, they take 93% in taxes. So you're better off EI. Now, the reason we mentioned fraud was because Ontario is cracking down on auto insurance fraud. They're opening an office to actually look after that part of the industry to make sure that everything's on the up and up. So brought that in there. The other question I had was, say I want to know what gap insurance is. That was also came up in a conversation. That's... Okay. Robert, you want to take that?
Sure. So like Walkaway covers bad things that happen to good people.
Yes.
Gap insurance covers bad things that happen to your car. So a total loss due to an accident, flood, fire, or theft.
Right. People aren't aware of it. If you've only been paying your lease for a year and they write off the car, there's a shortfall.
Right.
That's the difference between how much it's worth and how much insurance is going to pay.
I don't know. I can't tell you how many times I've had conversations with people who unfortunately have been involved in a total loss, and they get their insurance company settlement check, and it's not enough to pay off the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's what GAP covers. And I'll add to that, that cars are written off more prevalently today because there's so much technology,
right?
Sensors, bumpers in the bumper, cameras, et cetera. So a car that might look fixable is a write-off.
Right.
You want to answer? You want to...
Yeah, I was going to say, in leasing, GAP insurance or total loss protection is purchased by the leasing company. Mm. So typically, GAP insurance is more applicable to a loan than it is to a lease for a consumer.
Okay.
Right. So it remains the responsibility of that leasing company to maintain that coverage.
Because they own the car, we're just renting.
That's
it.
Right.
Exactly.
That's
right.
So it might be one of the advantages to leasing, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning about leasing. Anyways, we're going to be right back. When we come back, we'll answer your phone calls. The lines are starting to fill up. And then after that, we're going to talk to Dave McLean. So stay tuned. Go ahead, Al.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. I promise you, we will be right back.
Okay, good stuff. Alrighty, we're back, and the garage door is wide open. My name is Dave Redinger.
I am Alan Gelman.
Yeah, Robert Varga from Walkaway Insurance and Vince Beretta, also from Walkaway Insurance. And we're going to go to the phones.
As promised, we're going to go get to our callers. And we've got Louis on the phone in Toronto. Louis's got a Honda. What's going on, Louis?
Hi there. Okay, I had to recall in airbags. I got the airbags put in by Honda. They actually came to my residence and put them on, which was nice.
Wow. They came to your house?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, personal service.
I can't believe that.
Actually, they came twice because they brought one for the driver's side first. That's when they showed up without even announcing themselves. And then they came back 2 weeks later or so to put in the passenger side, which there was also recall.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
Anyway, at that point, I found out that, I've had issues with a light, the seatbelt buckle light.
Yes.
And they said there was nothing to worry about, whatever. Now, after they put in the last airbag, he told me that the safety system on the car wasn't working because that seatbelt light was on.
Correct.
I had a call from the dealer to ask me how the service was, and I mentioned that. Nobody ever called me back.
Mm. And the problem is not in the airbag assembly. It is in the – go ahead, Al.
The problem is the seatbelt. Exactly.
And the buckle.
Yep.
But you understand that the guys coming there and changing the squib for the airbag had nothing to do with that light, eh?
I know.
Okay.
No, it was on way before, years. Only nobody ever told me it was there was a possibility it could hurt the safety aspect of the car, like the safety system.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised actually they bothered. A lot of times they'll insist that people fix that seatbelt first. Because what's the point of fixing the airbags if they're not going to come out?
Now, you should understand, airbags, it says secondary restraint system. You see SRS?
Yes.
Okay. That's because the car is still safe to drive just with the seatbelts. The airbags are secondary to the seatbelts. So as long as the seatbelt buckles, you're safe. And that's the theory. Okay?
Okay, yeah. But for example, for insurance purposes, maybe if there was an accident, it wouldn't be covered because that light was on.
No, would be covered because the seatbelts work.
Okay.
All right.
No, because he actually asked me to sign
a
document of some sort, saying that I was informed of that, and I said, no, I'm not signing anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bottom line is you should put the seatbelt buckle in because they are there. They have been replaced. But this has been, just so you know, this has been the biggest recall in the history of cars.
Really?
Yeah. Over 10 million of these things have been. So much so that the Takata, the company that actually makes them, went bankrupt and had to be bought out by another company.
Oh, really? Since I have you on the line, can I ask another question?
Sure, go ahead.
It's regarding the Hondas the same way.
Okay.
Daytime running lights.
Yep.
Are clicking on and off. A relay is every now and then does the song and dance.
Yep.
And then every now and then it goes out and so on and so forth. What could I do about it?
If you go to a shop that does a lot of electrical work, you can actually take that relay and open it up and resolder the joints inside.
Yep.
That's all that's wrong with it. And a lot
is
of times,
it the relay or the box on the firewall?
Well, it's the box on the firewall, which is the relay.
No, there's a relay in the glove compartment. That's what makes the singing sound beside the radio.
Beside the radio. It's usually the daytime running module is underneath the dashboard.
That's right, yeah. It is.
Yeah, but the one for my Honda, it's a 2001. It's in between the glove compartment and the radio. There's two relays there.
So either replace the module or what we call dry solder.
Yeah.
You actually resolder the joints, put the thing back together in your business. All righty.
Yeah, but who's to trust to do that?
You know what? Call us on the hotline after the show, and I'll give you some names.
Okay.
All righty. Good stuff.
Thanks, Lou. Take care. All righty. Lots of luck.
And it's a 2001 Honda?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's old.
Good for him.
Yeah. There's an example for you there. A guy's driving, he's buying a 10-year-old car. Would you work with somebody like that?
Sure. As long as you're getting a loan on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually one thing we didn't discuss.
Newer used, lease or finance.
Whatever. $80 amount.
Yeah. I mean, a 10-year-old BM M series. It comes in like $15,000 or $20,000.
Sure. Any time you're borrowing money for a newer used car purchase, you can be covered with walkaway.
So you're actually dealing with the person, not with the product.
Correct. Yeah.
Right? That's really in reality. We're dealing with the person, not the product.
Covering the person.
Yeah, and if you're listening in right now and you've got an insurance question, by all means, pick up the phone and give us a call.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to our caller to speak to Dolores in Mississauga. Has got a Buick. It won't start, Dolores? What's going on?
Well, I was in a restaurant for 2 hours, and when I came out, the car started. But then when I drove 3 blocks away, dropped something off on a person's veranda, I went to get back in the car again, and all the lights were on and everything inside, but the car wouldn't turn over. And I got mad. I was just going to call the CAA, and I just put my foot to the pedal there, and I stepped on it hard and kept it there, and it turned over. It worked fine all day yesterday from morning until late last night, and the same thing happened last night, but I put my foot to the metal again, and sure enough, it turned over.
It scared you. I think it scared you. You know, you cursing the car out and pressing the foot on the floor. Sounds like you need a starter, but what they have to do is what's called an AVR test. They're going to check the voltage, the battery, the starter, and all that out. You do have CAA, you mentioned, yes?
Yeah, it was my last one I was going to use because, yeah.
Just a question for you. When you're saying it doesn't turn over, I mean it doesn't crank or it doesn't catch?
And it usually starts so quickly right on the very, half of a turn.
So, hold on a second. But it's cranking? In other words, the engine's going wah, 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 wah?
Just barely.
Okay, all right. When you push your foot to the floor, it goes to an anti-flood cycle. In other words, it shuts off the injectors, and whatever fuel is inside that system has to work its way through, and that's why it starts. In the old days, it was, don't flood it, lady, right? You have to pull the choke and don't flood it. So the reality is, Alan's probably right, either starter or a battery, and it's not just getting enough juice to go.
Well, the battery has been checked just not that long ago, and it said it was fine.
So
you know,
it could be the starter. They have to do what's called an AVR test.
An AVR?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a good day. Merry Christmas.
Best to you, too.
And around here, any day you wake up is a good day.
You got that right when you're 85 like me, honey, let me tell you.
Good for you, love. All righty. Hear that music? Means we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we have some serious questions for the insurance guys.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
It's your call.
Hello!
Your chance to speak with Dave and Alan is coming up next. 416-360-0740 or 1-866-740-4740.
Hi there.
Oh, hello.
You interested in one of our cars?
Yes, this one. Listen, what's the actual price?
Sorry?
Well, I saw the advertised price, but you know, there's always a bunch of hidden fees in
there.
Not here. Oh, no?
Not at any dealer.
Right. Nothing?
Nope. Of course there is the...
Of course. Yeah, here it comes.
The complimentary ice scraper.
Complimentary ice scraper. And this is for...
Scraping ice.
Okay.
Ontario made all-in-price advertising the law. No more hidden fees. A consumer protection message from OMVIC, Ontario's vehicle sales regulator.
Owning antique and custom automobiles is more than a hobby. It's your passion. Lant Insurance Brokers has been protecting your passion since 1978 with comprehensive coverage of classic vehicles, custom cars, street rods, and collector trucks, meaning you can hit the road in confidence knowing you're covered by the specialists. Lant Insurance Brokers, protecting your passion since 1978. Now also offering home and auto insurance. Get your quote now at lantinsurance.ca.
Alrighty. By the way, Dolores was what, 85?
85 yes. She was, yes.
Very spry.
Very spry. So here we go. Alan, ask the question.
She scared the daylights out of me. I put my foot into it, and you better start otherwise. Is there any age limitation to buying insurance policy?
The complimentary is absolutely ageless. You can be any age.
So Dolores could go get her new car
she could trade
85.
In that Buick, yep. Yes.
And she'd get a new one every year, right?
She could trade in that Buick, and she could be covered for 1 year. Mm-hmm. Our extended and enhanced versions of our policies are available to those that are 79, and they can finance up to 96 months. So they can be covered into their 87th year. And we would be covering everything from loss of driver's license, critical illness, those types of health-related claim conditions.
But no, they got to go through a test, I think, at 80 and then an 82 again, right?
For your driver's test. You have to retest for your driver's license in Ontario.
Yeah.
And if you don't pass, you're not driving.
Now, you mentioned something when we were off air, was that the biggest cause of losing your license was mental problems?
No, actually, the number one reason Canadians are off work today
is what
they call mental health, right?
Yeah.
So it could be everything from stress, depression, anxiety. So that is the number one reason. It's one in five Canadians. So 20%.
Wow, I didn't.
Well, then they should buy the insurance because it'd be less stress, eh?
We're told that a lot.
If you have the coverage, and it is less stress. If you know that you
Lose my job, how am I going to pay for my car?
Not only lose your job, but let's say you take a disability. You're off work for 90 days or 120 days. We'll make your car payments.
We send a survey to every claimant, and one of the most common comments is, thank you for relieving me of the stress of the situation.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought stress was part of marriage.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that too.
I mean, I get up in the morning, I just go, what?
It's not a hall pass. It's not a UK.
That's right.
And you were also saying that most of us, we are the biggest debt carriers as far as population is concerned in the country, in the world.
Yeah, I just read an article recently, I think it was in the Financial Post, where Canadians are the most indebted in the world. For every dollar we earn, we owe almost $1.70. So we used to be a nation of savers. As Canadians were known to be conservative savers, and now we are we spend like crazy, and we're literally living check to check.
Fascinating. So that's because of the cost of hydro, the cost of gas.
Using your home equity as an ATM is probably the most
common. It's probably
common
very
reason.
Common.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also that wages haven't kept up with
that's
the cost
correct.
Of living right for years, and we're making long term commitments, financial commitments, whether it be cell phone, mortgages, car payments, and so on, and the cost of living continues to go up, and our savings get reduced lower and lower and lower. So it's actually creating some challenges with the senior population, actually.
Well, I'm just looking at an 86-month lease or loan to buy a car. I mean, that's 8 years. That's the car in 8 years is going to need work and stuff. So will these guys short-circuit the loan and say, 4 years, I'm going to trade it in?
That's the problem. Is
right?
All these new shiny cars out there, people take the long-term loan because it's an affordability thing.
Right, the payments are smaller.
But they very rarely go to term. So what ends up happening is you're rolling in, you're getting out early, you're rolling in $5,000, $6,000. On average, by the way, it's one in three transactions involving a trade has negative equity upwards of $4,000.
Now, you were saying that you could do this on a new and a used car as well, right?
Correct. New or used, lease or finance, yeah.
All right, speaking of used cars, we're going to go to Scarborough, and we've got Cynthia on the line. Cynthia, how are you today?
Hi, how are you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I usually buy my car new.
Uh-huh.
But I'm retired now. I don't do a lot of driving.
All right.
Less than $5,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need some advice what to do. Should I go for a pre-owned one or should I go back for a new one?
Well, it depends on how much money you've got to spend, number one. I mean, other people, you know, there's a couple of schools of thought. I mean, some people think, why should I buy someone else's problem?
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to have a car with problems. The cars I've had in the past are really reliable. I had no problems. And I need a small car.
All right. Well, Vince has got his hand up. Vince, go ahead, sir.
Have you considered renting a car when you need it?
No, I never thought about that.
So there's rental agencies today that will actually deliver to you a car. So you could just book your car. You could, if you're savvy online, you can book your car and they will deliver it right to your door. And you can use it for whatever purpose you might need for the day or 2 days or whatever it happens to be. And if you were to, if you were to kind of aggregate all the things you need for your car on a, you know, on a 2 day basis any given week, you'd have that car. Then you return it and you're done. You don't have any ongoing insurance payments. You don't have any maintenance payments. None of that. Storage. You got a free parking space wherever you are. So it might be more practical for you to do that financially than to, being that you're retired, take some of your money that is earning you money and just rent it from time to time.
You know, Cynthia, there's also ride-sharing services where you can join a club and you can rent a little smart car or whatever. There's a zip car. All these different...
They're subscription based.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Kind of,
right. Then
yeah.
Number one, you don't have to worry about your insurance payment. You don't have to worry about maintenance on the car.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So that would be a great. And even when we go downtown to the theater or something, we just take an Uber. We don't even bother. It's $30 to park and it's $30 to drive down for a group of four.
I have a problem. I'm in the car repair business. You guys are shooting me out of the water here. Okay, so, so Cynthia, do you have the car right now, or have you're without wheels?
No, I have a car right now, but it's dying.
It is, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're going to give my phone number after the break, and you can come and see me, and we'll fix you up. All right, Cynthia, thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
Have yourself a great holiday.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Dave McLean is the general manager of the auto show coming in February here to Toronto at the convention center. And by the way, we have a town hall down there. We actually do a radio and a television show from down there. So we have him on next, and we're going to be talking about jewelry for cars.
This is Dave's Corner Garage.
This is my wife tunes in.
Really?
Yeah, anything about jewelry, she's in there like a day.
All right, make sure to stick around. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, it's Dave's Corner Garage, and with us is Dave McLean, or McLean, or whatever, and we're going to be talking about jewels. David, good morning, how are you?
Hey, Dave, I'm great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Excellent, thank you.
Good.
So,
great.
February the 16th to the 25th are the big days?
Yes, February 16th to 25th at the Metro Toronto Convention Center, and it's going to be a big year, Dave. I know I say that every year, but this year is going to be a big year.
Now, so one of the things I should mention is we were going to have a display from Hood Ornaments. For example, the Spirit of Ecstasy was the one that's on a Rolls Royce. There's one called the Goddess of Speed, which used to be on a Packard. So people were proud of having that sort of monument on the top of their hood. And I
well,
still...
you know what, Dave? It truly is a year that the art represents the automobile, and the presentation of the cars this year is going to be second to none. I think the classic cars are a hallmark of the Canadian International Auto Show.
Yes.
There's no other event in North America that puts on a presentation like we do.
We usually have a special hall reserved for those, eh?
Well, we got a dedicated room, and it's, you know, we couldn't do it without the support of Conquerors up at Cobble Beach, and Rob McLeese does a great job with it. We're very thankful for his participation and support of the show.
Now, this is not something minor. It's insured for $20 million, this collection.
At least $20 million. I mean, it's one of those things you say, well, what is the value of that classic car? And it's really, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder what it's worth. I mean, it's you know, is it worth that car worth $2 million or $3 million? It really depends. It's such an anomaly in the auto industry in terms of what the value of these vehicles is. But we insured for about $20
million. Fascinating. So tell me the story how you got this display to come to the auto show. How does that work?
Well, it's every year we rip apart the auto show. We take a look at what works, you know, in that particular year, what didn't work, what we'd like to do the following year. And every year it's got to be different. We've got to put together something that reflects the interests of our audience at large. And so we take a look at a particular angle. And this year the icons as a representative of the automobile, the art, the jewels of the auto industry, as we say, and what they played, the role that they played in the production of the cars.
Well, didn't they start off as rad caps?
Yes.
Yeah.
And thermometers, temperature sensors.
No, Dave, don't start asking me questions about cars. You know, I don't know that much.
You can actually buy them as a temperature sensor with a thermometer
but
inside.
But exactly. They started off their life as a radiator cap because the radiator was first and foremost right at the front of the car. And then they started putting decorations on top of these caps.
Hey, if you had a 48 Cadillac, you'd lift the ornament up and that would open the hood.
But, you know, truly, that was one of the problems is that these ornaments were being stolen back in the day because people recognized them as a piece of art.
It's fascinating. I remember Canadian Tire used to sell them at like a $2.99 or something, and you can buy it and put it on your Pontiac.
Canadian Tire?
Yeah, they used to sell that
stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
You're a lot older than I am, Dave.
Just barely.
Well, hang on. This reminds me, you know, Dave, you've got a Ferrari, right?
Yeah, no order. Well, but, they steal the.
But your decal is not a real one.
No. And I have the real one. See, they peel them off, and they wear them as jewelry. So
they wear them as jewelry.
Yeah, so what we do is we remove the original ones, put them away, and put these plastic replicas on so people don't bother you.
Oh, I see. So will you put the original one on when you sell the car, Dave?
I'm never going to sell it. I gave it to my son. It's his problem.
Okay. All right.
It's good stuff. So the auto show, anything special going on other than this?
Everything special, Dave. Every year we put together a completely different event than the previous year. Of course, there's, you know, people come for different reasons. We've got the Exotics, Auto Exotica. This year we're going to be doing it's the 70th anniversary of Porsche. We're going to be doing a tribute to Porsche. You know, the classic collection is completely unique each and every year. And, of course, the most important reason why people come to the show, the number one reason, is to see the new cars and light trucks that are available in the Canadian marketplace. So it's going to be big. There's a lot of stuff happening in the industry. We're excited. I know the manufacturers are excited. They're investing more than they ever have in the auto industry and in the show in particular. So it's going to be good.
You know, we're coming down on Family Day, and we're going to have the town hall there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big day for you, right, isn't it? It's over 100,000.
Family Day is a huge day. I mean, it was one of the few things that the Ontario government gave to us.
And, yeah, it's a day off.
Full advantage of that. So we track Family Day, and it's a big day. We'll probably have close to 45 to 50,000 people that day.
What I find amazing is that you have a place to take care of the kids, and the parents can go around, and it's just a good experience.
Yeah, that's the Volkswagen Children's Play Care Center. Volkswagen's been supporting that now for over 20 years. And each year they look for something a little bit different to entertain the young ones while parents get a chance to roam the show. It's a great feature. It's probably one of the most appreciated features at the auto show in terms of a service.
Good stuff. Dave, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. Okay. Dave, I'm looking for. Are we going to do this again next weekend?
Norris will be here next weekend, so yes. I'll make sure you call
Norris.
In.
Love Norris. Norris is a lot smarter than I am. He knows a lot more about cars. He's a great resource for us.
He knows. You know what? I've asked him to write a book so many times, but you guys keep him so busy, he can't do any of that stuff. So.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, he's good.
Dave
okay,
McLean.
Have a great weekend. I know we're here working hard at the 2018 Canadian International Auto Show. Can't wait for the show this year, and I hope all your listeners make it out.
Thanks very much. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
I think
bye-bye.
He rehearsed that. Did you?
I think he's a little excited.
Was? He really?
That's because he's still working. He hasn't left the office yet.
Well, we've got a few minutes left to the show, and if you've got a car care question or a question about insurance, Walkaway Canada is here in the office, in the studio, and we'll take your calls right after this break.
Alrighty, unfortunately, we're in the last segment, and there's a couple of questions I did want to ask these fellas. One was, how much have you actually paid out? I mean, you've been in business for a little while.
Yeah, we've been in business. We started in December of 1999, and I bought my own first policy, actually. And since that time, we've relieved Canadians. In Canada alone, we've relieved of over $90 million worth of automotive-related debt in Canada alone.
And you have almost a millions or so as clients, right? It says helped millions of people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, worldwide, several million.
Yeah, we have worldwide. We operate in different countries of the world because it's such a unique and valued proposition for people who own and drive cars. We have, I think, probably over 2.5 policyholders or worldwide. Yeah.
Wow, Robert, you were going to say something.
Nope.
Okay, so electric cars are coming, hybrid vehicles are coming. They really don't hold their value very well because people are afraid of the technology. And once they get a little aged, say you start getting involved in those, and now it becomes more than the policy. What happens then?
Our policy limitations, they go from our benefit amount starts at $7,500 and taps out at $25,000, and that $25,000 policy would cover 12 months of payments. And if you're still off of work due to a disability, a critical illness, a job loss, or something like that, you can then return your car. So it's kind of a double benefit.
So you're at greater risk with those type of vehicles.
I think the value remains to be seen, right? I mean, we don't have an issue at this point in time.
Yes.
I mean, like any insurance, you look for trends over time, and if it ends up being a problem, then obviously adjustments have to be made. But as Vince mentioned, you know, we have maximum policy limits, so the maximum exposure we have at any given time on a policy
would be
like,
so he's bought the basic one, the $7,500 one.
Yeah. Yeah, it might not be enough for a car that depreciates quickly,
right.
To your point. Or if I've rolled in a bunch of negative equity from a previous car loan or lease,
he's in the ditch.
And I'm rolling in $10,000. Yeah, well, that $7,500 policy is not going to be enough for you. You might as well invest in something else to protect you.
Well, the other side of the coin too is the type of driver, the person that buys the electric car or the hybrid, is not someone who's a street racer, right?
No.
So, you know, the likelihood of them wrecking their cars is way less.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. for instance, a gap policy, but that doesn't preclude you from experiencing a job loss, for instance, mm-hmm. right?
No. Of course.
Yeah.
So you bought a Nissan Leaf or whatever, and you end up with a high loss due to the fact that the cars depreciate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So you could actually be out of money anyway. So
sure.
I think the most important thing I think in this conversation around what you should get at the inception is to, you know, if you're putting money down or you own your trade, obviously you might not need a ton of coverage, but if you're rolling in, it's over a long period of time. I think it's really important that you consider the higher levels of coverage with the higher benefit amounts.
And that would be the conversation you have with the salesperson
manager or the F&I person, financial services manager, who we train and we actually share with them, you know, customer A, B, C, or D, different scenarios. You might want to talk about, you know, different levels
so
of coverage.
The word is buy in haste or repent in leisure.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a lot of – it's a pretty complicated industry, but I've never heard of it before. I'm really fascinated to talk to you guys today. It's a fascinating product. It really is. It actually saves people a lot of headaches.
Well, sure. I was surprised myself. I just can't keep going back to it. The premiums are so small. You know, why wouldn't you have that?
We do a lot of volume, and when you do a lot of volume, you can cover a lot of things for a very reasonable amount of money.
I love it. Walkaway Insurance is the website, Walkaway.
Walkaway.ca.
And what the information on there is how to get into it. Can I buy it after?
You can. You can buy it from your selling dealer 10 days after you've taken delivery. You can upgrade and you can purchase the enhancements.
Now, question to people who are already into leases. Maybe they've already had the car for a year. They can buy your policy, can they not?
No, they can't.
No, not at this time.
Not at this time.
That's where Jim comes in handy.
Yeah, that's where. the reason why is because those people obviously may have had a trigger in life that they now know that something may or may not happen to them, and it's kind of like insuring a burning house. You really can't do that, right? So we're looking to find people who are just looking for their new vehicles, and they're making a purchasing decision, and it's really about protecting your financial position in life, and that you maintain your savings and you're not hit with a surprise where you have to end up coming $10,000 out of pocket. Not too many people can.
So the conversation really relies on the business manager dealing with you straight up.
Or visit our website.
Yeah.
We're licensed insurance professionals. We have a licensed insurance brokerage. So the website offers you the opportunity as a consumer to ask a bunch of questions up front, and you'll get advice and consultation from a licensed insurance professional or at the dealership.
Fascinating that you can't buy it after, but I guess been there, done that, right?
It's a big risk if you do that.
It really is fascinating. So Walkaway Insurance, if you haven't heard of it, you have now. If you're buying a new car or thinking of leasing a car, definitely this is something you should be looking at, specifically if you're going into the ditch with a new vehicle, right? All right, Robert Varga, thank you.
Thank you. Vince, happy holidays to you, gents.
Vince Beretta, if you can't do the time.
Yeah, don't do the crime. No, don't do it.
Alan, thank you very much.
I want to thank Dave McLean for calling in.
Yep. And Sebastian behind the board, if it wasn't for
him. Thank you, Sebastian.
And I got to thank the audience. Oh, you didn't make the prizes.
Give me time.
All right, we'll give out the prizes.
I guess we'll do
week.
It next week.
Yeah.
When Dave will be gone, yes. I will be in chair number one, and Norris McDonald will be here.
And I've already picked him, so it's too late. Contest is over. Wish you the best of luck. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Care. Drive safe.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
This This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.